Good morning. 00 hours. Mostly cloudy. 49 degrees. Good morning. 0100 hours. Mostly cloudy. 48 degrees. Good morning. 0200 hours. Cloudy. 47 degrees. Good morning. 0300 hours. Cloudy. 45 degrees. Good morning. 0400 hours. Mostly cloudy. 44 degrees. Good morning. 0500 hours. Mostly cloudy. 43 degrees. Good morning. 0600 hours. Mostly cloudy. 43 degrees. Good morning. 0700 hours. Cloudy. 44 degrees.
NHKPC. NHKPC.
Good morning. 0800 hours. Mostly cloudy. 43 degrees. Good morning. 0900 hours. Mostly sunny. 44 degrees. Good morning. 1000 hours. Mostly cloudy. 47 degrees. Good morning. 1100 hours. Mostly cloudy. 48 degrees. Good afternoon. 1200 hours. Cloudy. 48 degrees. Good afternoon. 1300 hours. Cloudy. 50 degrees. Good afternoon. 1400 hours. Mostly cloudy. 53 degrees. Good afternoon. 1500 hours. Mostly cloudy. 53 degrees.
W8FU. NAKPP. Where's Waldo? 23 mile road heading towards beautiful New Baltimore. Roger, down here by the grandkids. Get ours tonight at about 4:30, 5 o'clock in that area. Well, that's what's on our agenda. What's on your agenda? What do you got going tonight? We're going to watch the grandkids and probably do some marshmallows s'mores on an outside fire. That will make them really happy. There you go. That's a winner right there. So, always good with the grandkids, right? The way I look at it, fill them up with sugar and give them back. I think it's called karma. Yeah, energy drinks. Give them energy drinks and send them home with silly string and Play-Doh. I never thought of the energy drink idea. Should try that. Their little hearts can handle it. Oh yeah, make sure you get them a little drum kit too. Get one a drum and the other a guitar, and maybe a microphone. Wait, you've got better ideas. I like them. Man, I got a jug of windshield washer fluid on its side in the back of my car here, and the SUV, of course, was all over the gas. But to accelerate. Slide thunk, and I break, slide thunk, accelerate, slide thunk. Ugh. You probably should stop and make it not do that, because if it slides and thunks too hard, you could lose all of your window washer solvent into the back of your car, and that wouldn't be a good thing. Then it'd be a slide swoosh or swoosh or something. I do believe that. So, Mike has been working on his report. I got to get mine done. ISC, IOC, whatever, IOUC. I got to get mine done too. 201s or what have you. So, I probably have to do that sometime this weekend because I'm running out of time. And then Monday morning, I fly out to St. Louis. So I'll be back by Wednesday if you need help moving any pieces around, let me know. All right, yeah, I don't know. I got to see. The main thing is going to be finding a replacement for the 675 and to free up that one. But I don't know. We'll see. I got Jeff working on some options as well. Not too worried about it. It'll work out one way. or the other. But I wouldn't mind getting it on the fence, you know, sooner rather than later, so I can putz with it, because I do got to get the, I do got to get the Cisco all interfaced to it and all that good stuff. So there is some work to be done. All right, we just pulled up, so I'm going to bid you adieu and then get inside, and we'll catch you sometime later. After yours, W8FU.
Have fun with the kids and look for s'mores and KPP. You guys be good.
Good afternoon. 1600 hours. Mostly cloudy. 54 degrees.
WATPT. WATPT.
Good afternoon. 1700 hours. Mostly cloudy. 54 degrees.
KF8DRC, KF8AYL.
NHKTP.
Good evening, 1800 hours. Partly sunny. 54 degrees.
88 CFM.
Good evening, 1900 hours, cloudy, 51 degrees. Good evening, 2000 hours, mostly cloudy, 50 degrees.
W8FU. Oh, what are you out about doing tonight? Celebrating birthdays. Michelle wanted to run to the store to grab something really quick, so I said I'd chauffeur her, so I got out of the house and we ordered dinner. She didn't feel like cooking tonight, but reheating leftovers, so I'm buying her. She wanted a nice burger, so we're trying a new, well, it's new to us. A pub downtown, so we placed an order, so I'm going to have to go pick it up here in about 10 minutes, but she said she'd only be 5 minutes in the Walmart, so we'll see. Yeah, we had some chicken from a place called, I can't remember what it's called, but it was really good. She loves McDonald's hamburgers, so we had a whole tray of McDonald's hamburgers. The kids, they chose up.
system, and one was called a vaulted line, which is kind of a cake on a key line. The other one was called like a caramel, maple, caramel something. Oh my God, I had to try just a little bit.
I do like me a good old pie. Usually that's what my mom will get, make me and my dad, that's what we usually get for a set of cakes for our birthdays. We'll get a pie. I can understand that. That's for sure.
Well, I was good. I had a little bit of the, I never heard of the malted line, so I had a little bit more of that. Closer to a piece, but very thin sliver. And then I had just two forkfuls of a maple, because I just wanted to try it. And they were good, but I could tell, I couldn't do a lot of it, I would be saying. Not that you can't do that every now and again if you're judicious about it. But anyhow, I'm not used to it, I know that much. It's kind of rich.
Normally, a little every now and then, in moderation is perfectly fine. At least that's what I found. If you live your life too strictly, it's like a, But it doesn't mean, you can't go and have half a pie. It's not what you're supposed to do. Heck, for you, probably 3 bites of that one. And you said it was maybe maple. What was it? Because, man. Anything maple, I'm thinking, it's like got maple syrup and the bricks and that alone. It's gonna, 2 bites and your sugar's over 400.
Yeah, like maple caramel or something. Yeah, it was decadent. It reminded me a lot of the filling of a pecan pie. Kind of has that kind of going on. Not really, but I don't know. Trying to figure out where I got a meeting down here on Thursday regarding some logging recorder stuff. And I'm looking to blast a particular product because I'm bitter.
I don't think I've met a call recorder program that I like. All of them have their quirks. Either, they'll have a decent GUI, but the archiving and exporting for, casework is stupid and not doesn't flow right. And so you lose that. And every single one I've seen when you export the case, I don't like the meta. It puts so much metadata on every transmission, and it's like, no, it doesn't. It makes the, if you're trying to understand the flow of an incident, it doesn't play right. But, well, Michelle said there's going to be 5 minutes, and we're at 9 minutes right now, so, maybe it was one of her 5 minutes. So I'm probably going to be here for another 20 waiting for her. But I'm on the clock, woman. I'm on my lunch break, damn it. I'm still doing mail migration. It's up to like 300 or 400,000 messages. Although there's only 2 users left. So it's like right on the edge of being done with mail.
And then I got to do calendars, contacts, and drive. So it's like I'm almost ready to start doing the next step in the migration process, but, you know, there's two users, and I'm at, like, 400,000 messages. So it's like, these people don't delete their mail. Well, I'm the worst at that, so... Yeah, I look back and I think, my God, I got to start deleting this stuff. I have not gone back. I've got stuff dated back to, like, 2012. You know, it's just like, you know, because I might need to find that, you know, for legacy purposes. No, you won't. You know, I'm a pack rat in real life, and I'm a pack rat when it comes to my email. So I really got to do something about that, especially if I start seriously considering retirement. Clean that up so it's not somebody else's. But circling back on your comment about the call ticker stuff, I don't have a whole dog, you know, a dog in the fight. I got some opinions on call ticker equipment. I got some opinions on CAD equipment. But it's, you know, not being a practitioner, I don't think I'm just going to go, you know, I defer to others, you know, for that. But the one that does, the one that I'm bitter about is actually recording. Mother sells this equipment called Nice. That's the name of the equipment. It's just kind of the worst stuff I ever bought. I don't know if you have any experience with Nice, but just terrible. And, we now have Aquature, you know, which is the old DSS people. You know, so I just worlds better. But I also have a local presence with qualified people locally. That's what that's all about. It's all recording, you know, all call taking recording, or not call taking, all recording equipment. Yeah, it sucks. That Nice or not Nice. I'm sorry. So did you hear anything from Dave? How their little FET stuff went for them today? Because you were remote, you weren't there, were you?
No, I wasn't there at all. In fact, I didn't even hear really any of it. I heard a little bit at the end, just before the hot wash. And then I talked to Wally a little bit about it, because I thought I heard there was a problem with the, you know, with them utilizing the FBI system as a backup. They were going to do some operational stuff there, kind of like use that for ops, you know, and then they were going to use the MAC for, you know, the main event. So, and I thought I misinterpreted. I thought I heard that didn't work for them, but Wally explained it was something else that was the problem. There's some defensing issues that were going on and some other various things, and, you know, so I haven't really, you know, gotten the big picture, you know, to see if I could weigh in on any of it. But it sounded like it was productive. It sounds like they identified some issues. Sounds like they did some stuff, and the little bit of the net I did catch, sounds like they continue to gain, confidence in doing this kind of thing.
Well, cool. Yeah, it was kind of cool to see, like, slot 1 being used for two things and slot 2 being used for statewide things all at the same time. Then the different VHFs were, like, off doing their things, but yet still covering things. And then I turned the main UHF down, but I saw that up with traffic, too, for something. But I was like, oh, look at all the packets that are flowing across all the different things. And then all the wind leak traffic, of course. I was just like, oh, traffic is flowing, the bits are moving. WFSM.
Yeah, I know that was a lot of the talk leading up to this, was the wind leak stuff. They wanted to get that all cooking. So, again, I've been really focused on the hardware, obviously, the last few weeks, as you well know, and I haven't really been paying too much attention to the actual operation. So, like I said, I'll probably drop in and get some feedback and see how things went, because what else we could do to make things better. So, very cool. But, yeah, lots of things all lit up today. I wasn't, you know, so tied up, so I could have at least sat and paid attention a little closer tonight, or today. You know, I was so busy with stuff that I had to do, and then I got called out to a sub for my dark team last night, so things I wanted to do last night I had to do today. Set. So I went to practice with the boys, and then I got on that stuff I wanted to work on, and it just hell, but it, you know, it just all blew by the time I had any chance to sit down and listen. Man, the sky is just glowing red to the, would that be to my east? Northeast? I don't know. I can't tell. It's just confusing when you're down here in the lower east side, because the road is an east-west road that runs north-south.
Yeah, I'm looking off to the west here. It's pretty. I was like, I want to fly the drone. I got two other batteries to cycle, and I'm like, because it does look pretty, little sunset aerial, but Michelle's like, no, I went in the Walmart. But she's now been in there for 20 minutes. So, yeah. Been in here for 20 minutes now. She needed to get distilled water and two breakfast, or some stuff for breakfast. Something else. She said, it only took me 5 minutes. She's been in there for 20 minutes now. And she was complaining because she's got to get up and leave the house at like 5:30 to go to Detroit in the morning to work. She's working the walk MS in Detroit. So she's like, yeah. I want to hurry up and do this because I want to get to bed tonight because I got to get up at 5:30.
Wait a minute. Did you say walk MS is tomorrow?
Walk MS Detroit is tomorrow, yes. So she's going down to Detroit to work walk. So walk. Walk MS.
Huh. Okay. Well, that's my stomping grounds, man.
Yeah, this weekend, or tomorrow is Detroit. Next Saturday is Frankenmuth Walk. So, and then I think those are the only two she's doing because they don't have the Lansing anymore. Last weekend they did Grand Rapids. Oh, no, she's going to do Milford. Milford is it the week after Frankenmuth, I think, now? I can't remember. She's doing Detroit, Frankenmuth, and Milford walks. And so those are the three walks she's doing. And then obviously I help and we do bike, but the bike isn't, and it's West Michigan isn't until first weekend in June, so that's coming up.
I'll have to look into, oh my God, I'm getting behind every 420 car on the road right now. I mean, 40 and a 70. Oh, man. I'm going to have to look into that a little bit and see what the whole participant I wouldn't mind doing those, especially bike MS, from a participant side of the house. You know, or maybe I could find a way to do both, you know. You know, or not necessarily to do through the biking and also, you know, be on the support side. I don't know, because the idea of the biking, I don't necessarily have to do the event. I could work the event, so I'm gonna have to research it a little.
Yeah, so the two bike events we're gonna have is West Michigan, which is the first weekend in June, and then Frankenmuth bike is August? Yeah. Like the last full weekend in August. Like 26th or 27th or whatever. It's the Frankenmuth bike. So those are the two bike events that we got here in Michigan.
Well, maybe I could be in shape to do the, how many mile is it, you know? Bike.
Well, you get your choice of 30, 50, 75, or 100.
I should be pretty easily able to do a 30, but 50 be nice. Half century. I don't know. Let's see what kind of condition I can get myself in by August, end of August. I'm carrying more weight than I'm used to, and I haven't been on a bike meaningfully in a while, so I got to work my way back. So, but I am starting slow path, but I am starting the path. That might be one to do. Again, like I said, a participant, not necessarily to work it. So you could, you guys could call me in if I fall off and have a heart attack.
Actually, we could just have you, we could just have you sweep the rail trail, because that's something we can't, that Saturday, Frankenmuth, there's a rail trail, and so we can't really take motorized vehicles on it, but we can kind of go up and down in the middle of it, and at the ends and starts, so we could just have you go up and down the rail trail all the time. Oh my gosh, woman, the restaurant closes in 8 minutes, where the hell are you?
Maybe she's getting you a big surprise.
She just walked out the front door, finally. Christ. Here she comes. Let's go. Get the lid out. Uh-oh, she's got a weird look on her face.
Well, let me just say, before she hops in the car, it's really amazing how you speak so kindly of her and how quickly she's in and out and thoughtful, so, you know, but I don't want to say that while she's in the earshot.
She says they were busy as hell, but I thought they got rid of all the regular checkout people and it's all self-checkout.
Oh, no.
So you're the only person that can blame it, because you're the one that checks yourself out.
Oh, no.
Hello, Michelle.
They closed down half their self-checkout line, and the self-checkout line was lined all over the door. So I had to go to an actual cashier.
Yeah, you tell them. God darn it, unappreciative, Fred.
I texted my family chat. The rest... Oh, you don't have her. She didn't have her phone. I'm like, hello, the restaurant closes in 9 minutes.
Right.
And Siska's like, yeah, you better hurry. And I'm like, ugh. And then I'm like, okay, well, 6 minutes to get to the restaurant, which, depending on traffic lights, I should be able to get to. I got to go to what, Grambling? Yeah, Grambling. I come in from the rear. Oh, wait. No turn on red. Ah.
All right, there. I'm talking to my XYL here myself, so I'll let you guys coordinate, blow the stoplights necessary to get to the restaurant on time. And we are just about home, so I have to see if we got to make any stops and whatnot before, because I got about a half mile here. Catch you in a little bit. WAQ.
Oh, this one just turned green. Oh, come on, I can do it. 4 minutes. WNSS.
Roger.
Let's talk about food made me hungry.
Good evening, 21 hours, cloudy, 47 degrees.
WACAP.
FM.
Good evening, 22 hours. Cloudy. 46 degrees. Good evening, 23 hours. Mostly clear. 44 degrees.